A couple of months ago, our linguist Jeff Nunberg did a piece on blogs. That's short for web logs, websites where people record daily comments and link to other sites. Some people aren't happy with that word, but Jeff says it's the wave of the future, the way we will name things in the digital world.
Shortly after my piece on blogs ran, I got an email from somebody who objected to my use of the word, particularly when it's used to describe the records that people post on the web of their daily thoughts and doings. I should have called them e-journals, she said. I could see her point, but blog is a syllable whose time has come. Who can resist that Paleolithic pizzazz? It's the tone you hear in a lot of programmer jargon, in words like kludge, mung, and scrog. That's how insiders demystify the technology. It sets them apart from the digital parvenus who laid their speech with technical-sounding language. When we use blog, it's as if to say we're all geeks now. Anyway, it's gotten old, the whole business of naming online phenomena by tacking a qualifier onto the name of some pre-digital category. First there was cyber, which had its efflorescence in the first half of the 90s. Those were the salad days of cyberspace, not the noirish locale that William Gibson had in mind when he coined the word, but more like something out of C.S. Lewis, an enchanted kingdom on the other side of the screen where everything and everyone has an ethereal cyber counterpart. Cybercrime and cyber police, cyber poetry and cyber novels, cyber pets and cyber hippies. Cyber connoted a place that was freed from the trammels of materiality and distance, where people would slip on new identities as easily as they changed their shirt. You think of the caption on that widely reprinted cartoon that Peter Steiner did in The New Yorker back in 1993, "On the Internet, nobody knows you're a dog." By the mid-90s, though, that cyber talk was sounding hopelessly naive. The net was becoming crowded, noisy, and above all, lucrative. And it was turning out to be anything but anonymous. It was more like, on the internet, everybody knows what brand of dog food you buy. After 1996, the word cyberspace became less frequent in the press, the gold rush was on, and people migrated to the new prefix E, which seems to have been short for El Dorado. The E prefix had a promising beginning. In 1998, the American Dialect Society voted it the new word that was most likely to succeed. Like a lot of the predictions that people were making back then, that one would turn out to be over-optimistic just 2 years later. When you track the frequency of E in the press, in fact, its fortunes almost exactly parallel the NASDAQ index. By 2001, it was 60% off its peak. And E isn't likely to make a comeback even when the tech sector reemerges, no more than most of the companies whose names begin with it. It'll stick around in e-commerce and, of course, email, the way cyber is still around in a few words like cybersex, maybe the last thing in digital life that has a touch of intrigue to it. But we've left off thinking of the online world as a remote or separate place. For the time being, at least, the new economy is going to be just a neighborhood of the old, and one with a higher vacancy rate at that. Anyway, a lot of those distinctions were always unnecessary. What was the idea behind the words cyber essay and cyber poetry? Are essays and poetry really transformed once you no longer have to send them to the printer? Ditto e-statements and e-bills, not to mention all the increasingly desperate names that were coined with I and K as companies started to switch prefixes as rapidly as they were switching business plans. For that matter, what's the point of virtual bait shop so long as the crawlers are real? Of course, a lot of the things that have emerged online are genuinely novel, but then why strain to find their offline counterparts? That's the beauty of blog. You could call these things virtual journals, e-clipping services, or cyber Christmas letters. But why can't they just be unique in all their bloggy essence? We go through this every time a new technology emerges. It took a while before people could stop talking about horseless carriages, electric iceboxes, and electronic brains. But in the end, those hybrid names always wind up sounding quaint. And so will all those compounds with cyber, e, virtual, and the rest. If we were smart, we'd drag them all to the trash icon of history right now. But that isn't likely to happen. They'll end their days attached to useless computer accessories and get-rich-quick schemes, the same way the suffix "-omatic," migrated from the names of all those proud post-war Fords and Buicks to the tacky gadgets they sell on late-night TV.
Jeff Nunberg is a researcher at Stanford's Center for the Study of Language and Information, and he's the author of the book, The Way We Talk Now.